Andy Zenga Youth Empowerment Program checking out with How Deep is the Ocean? This is Katie and Kay. You're listening to Geek Speak Live. In-kind support comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. And from Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going well.
Good deal. I've missed you. I've missed the show.
Yeah, I've missed the show as well.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get a ton of people calling in.
Yeah. As always,
970-963-2976. And since we were on last, I've learned to fix a couple of new things. I can't remember what they are, but if somebody calls up and they're broken, I'll probably figure it out.
Awesome. So.
Nice. I guess there's been some. What are the latest security threats? I came across one the other day. What's that thing called?
I know it's interesting to have the ever evolving cold calls.
Uh huh.
So I've taken a new tact on that.
Uh huh.
So I've been acquiring data from these people. So they cold call my office phone, they cold call my cell phone, and I just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, because you were talking about that a little bit before the show, and I was thinking that it would be really funny if you said something like, "Well, you know, before I trust you like to take control of my computer, can you tell me what your IP address is?"
Uh-huh.
and because I'm going to basically check your IP address and make sure that it's safe, and then, you know, if they're like dumb enough to give you the IP address, you go ahead and come back and go, "Oh, dude, it looks like you've been hacked from Canada,"
mm-hmm.
you know, or something like that. So that was always one of the funnest ones. I had a client who they downloaded and ran a script on her computer, and it basically says, "Your computer has been hacked from Canada."
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's not even scary. You know? Now, if it was
a Canadian hack, that's like probably the nicest kind of hack you can have.
Yeah, exactly. They'd go, hey,
your computer's vulnerable. Here, let me fix it for you.
Yeah, here, let me get your address, and I'll send you a case of Molson, eh? You know? So, anyway, you know, I mean, if your computer's hacked from Honduras, now that is scary, you know? Or there's just a lot of other scary places. But looks like we got a call coming in.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, geeks, it's Donna. How are you?
We're great. So good to be back in the saddle.
Oh, I know. I really miss you guys.
Yeah.
I thought I would start off the show here and ask you guys about the new iPhone. Have you read anything? I haven't had a chance to look.
I've seen precisely one ad for it.
Uh-huh. Well, so. I could tell you this. I have the two companies I deal with are AT&T and Sprint. And Sprint was making a really hard push, man. I was getting text messages every 4 hours going, "Countdown to iPhone XS." You know, that's
wow.
What it's called, right? iPhone X.
Yeah, it's XS and XR.
Oh, okay.
So the one of them is prescription, I guess. That's RX. Sorry, being dyslexic.
Oh. Nice. Or sustained release, SR.
Yeah.
iPhone sustained release.
Extended release, yeah.
I'm sorry, we're digressing in a hurry. So how about you, Donna? Have you heard anything about it? Do you have any friends that have them?
No, I haven't heard anything here about it. But I'm curious because, of course, I'm still contemplating switching services. And I don't know if my Verizon iPhone, if I unlock it, if it'll work on like a Sprint or not. I think Sprint is a different
I think that Matt knows exactly all of that minutia about what are the two different systems, GSM and...
So you have GSM and CDMA.
Yeah.
And
right.
So T-Mobile and Sprint are GSM, and then I think AT&T is GSM compatible, but they use something called Edge, or did use something called Edge, which is a little bit different. I don't know if that's been phased out with 4G LTE or not. And then Verizon uses CDMA.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. I didn't think my phone would be compatible with Sprint, so I would have to get a new phone.
Yeah, you'd have to check. Some phones are, if it's a global phone, they'll have both CDMA radios and GSM radios in it, but you'll have to check and see what radios are in your phone, in your particular phone.
Oh, global meaning I could use it in throughout the world?
Well, usually they call it that to denote that it has the four radios in it that...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Two for GSM and two for CDMA. But if it came from a
6S, I don't know.
Yeah, but if it came from, you know, like Sprint or somebody, it's probably going to be just GSM.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure I could check on that. But if I do have to get a new phone, what do you guys recommend?
You know, I'm pretty darn happy with my I think I've got a 7 Plus. I'm like way back in the past. You know, when I bought this phone, it was the latest, greatest thing. You know how long that lasted? About 2 weeks.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm on a 6S, and it's perfectly fine.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with my phone. It's a great phone. I like it.
Of course, it's
full. That's my biggest problem. It gets full so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a 6 that I use in my car. It's just my car phone. It just, like, stays down in my console, is connected perpetually to my... You know, to the auxiliary connection on my, or actually it's Bluetooth into my car, and just sits down there and just does its thing, and it's just great. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Matt, you're kind of an Android guy.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth on that. I've had some odd experiences with my phone being near me, so I'm kind of in a place where I'm considering moving away from Android. Either to iOS or to Copperhead OS.
Okay. I just really like my iPhone, and I'm so used to it, and it's compatible with my iPad and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, it's pretty nice, too, especially because it does hook up to the Apple TV. So, you know, it's tough to leave the iPhone once you have it. On the other hand, the phone is, in a way, is just a tool, so I could kind of use anything as long as I don't get frustrated.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know. You know, it's probably just because I don't spend so much less time on the Android. That, you know, I was trying to set a friend's Android up for, you know, it was just something really simple. I was just trying to go in, and I was actually trying, because, you know, every Android has to be associated with the Google account because it's a Google product.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And just like, trying to figure out what Google account his phone was associated with was like a huge stinking deal, you know? And I think part of it's because he had like a little older version of the operating system. It was, you know, but we were trying to sync it with his, you know, he was like trying to get the same data in his Gmail window on his PC as he had on his phone, basically. And I just said, well, they just both got to be, you got to be logged into the same Google account or Gmail account to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, but we couldn't, I think we ended up giving up. I couldn't figure, you know, because I went into the accounts area of the settings and it wasn't in there,
and,
you know?
So. And Verizon phones are terrible about getting updates because the, you know, you have Google updating their, you know, version of the operating system, and then, you know, Samsung or whoever else has to do their little massaging to the operating system to get it working with that particular phone.
Uh-huh.
And then Verizon wants to massage it a little bit more before giving it to your phone. So, you know, if I look on Samsung's site, I can get, you know, two versions newer of the operating system on my phone, but because this is a Verizon phone, it's two versions behind and hasn't gotten an update in quite some time.
Oh, that's a little piece of information I did not know about, so...
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I have one more question for you guys. So I think I had mentioned that app Hiya, H-I-Y-A, which doesn't work sometimes and doesn't work. It's like a spam filtering. Do you guys have any other newer or other spam phone call filtering apps that you like?
Well, I think do you still use Avast for yours, Matt?
No, I
don't mean for email. I mean for
Avast has a spam filter.
Avast has a spam filter for Androids
and for calls.
Yeah,
so they have a call. They have a call blocking list that you can implement. And
yeah,
I don't know if that's shared between phones or not, but they do have a blacklist for that.
Okay, have you tried it, or do you like it, or have you heard any reviews?
You know, I've just taken to attacking the spammers. I ask them all kinds of, you know, they call me. It's like, what company are you calling from? Where are you located? What's the callback number? You know, how's your kids? Just keep going at it and until they hang up or tell you to, you know, get bent in so many words. And then they usually don't call back.
Yeah. I usually just say I have a really loud blowhorn that I'm going to blow into the phone. So I recommend that you hang up.
Don't they have a isn't there a blowhorn app?
Yeah.
That is a good idea. If there isn't one, there should be one. I like it.
There should.
But anyway, yeah. Well, I won't. I'll let the phones become available, and I'll listen to the rest of the show. But thanks for your guys' input. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. I think I will be back first Monday of October, so won't be too long, a couple weeks.
Okay. So, sounds great.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Yeah.
Donna Dalton from Florida.
Yes, our foreign correspondent.
So. You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 963-2976, 970-963-2976.
Or if you're calling from the Virgin Islands, that's 970-963-2976, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably have to do a plus one in front
from
of that.
From Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just actually trying to look up, because, you know, the thing that makes spam call stopping on the iPhone. A lot of our listeners probably don't know this, but Apple is extremely particular about just who all they generally do not let apps have a whole lot of access to the API, as we call it, the programming interface of the phone. So that's why a lot of times you'll install an app and you'll have to, before you can get the app working properly, you have to agree to a bunch of things to say, yeah, I want to allow notifications, or I want to let it use my GPS, or, you know, whatever, things like that. And that's all Apple trying to, you know, kind of protect you from apps that may, you know, misuse those types of things. So it's like kind of like that app. And I tell you about that app that you basically, what was it? I'm trying to remember exactly how it worked. It's this app that basically, oh yeah, it's an app where you put in anybody's phone number and it'll basically show you exactly where they're located. Have you heard about that?
No.
The only thing is that it only works when you're like the phone number of the person that you're putting in is standing right next to you. It basically shows you where you are.
Nice.
But it's great. You go to cocktail parties and it's very unnerving to people. You're like, hey, I got this new app. I can basically track you anywhere you go. What's your phone number? And they're like, no way. And you go, yeah. Here, let me put it in. You put it in and it pops up right on the map. It's like, bing, there they are. And they're like, look, see, it's got you right on there. And they're like, this is wrong.
Nice.
So, anyway, yeah, I'm sorry I don't know the name of that app, but there's a lot of mischief that could be had, you know, with that.
So one of my friends has been looking at phone plans from virtual service virtual network operators.
Mm-hmm.
So he found one, Mint Mobile, and it's $15 a month for unlimited text and calling, and then 2 gigs of LTE data.
Okay.
For $15 a month when you pay
2 gigs of LTE data is not enough, but
I don't know. I usually only go through about 500 megs at this point.
I'll tell you the truth.
But when I'm traveling, it's closer to 6.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. After my daughter moved to China, I have no idea. I just know that we ran out every month while she was over here in the States. So, and I think it was because she was watching Netflix lying in bed and was too lazy to connect to her Wi-Fi network. So,
yeah, that doesn't help anything.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, all the phone companies, at least Verizon, it looks like, has a pretty good caller ID app that you can get on there. So, and looks like pretty much supports all of the different iPhones. So that's a really good question, though, because phone spam has become a real problem. You know, it's
it's sometimes I get up with my two phone numbers, I get upwards of 20 calls
mm-hmm.
a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just occurred to me that today I'm just like, you know, so many people are moving out of their original area code area. I'm probably losing business by, you know, 'cause I screen based on area code. You know, if it doesn't mm-hmm. come up on my as a somebody that's in my address book or within the area within 970, I generally will let it go. I'll screen it, you know. And you know, quite honestly, 2/3 of them don't even leave a message, you know, and that tells the whole story, right?
Well, it seems
there,
like the I've been watching the timers on a lot of these, and it seems like a lot of them are 25, 26 seconds mm-hmm. is how long they'll let it ring before they give up on you.
Hmm. Got it.
So,
will the average phone even let it ring for that long? I mean, what is the timer?
That's about 4 rings on most of my phones.
Okay. Got it. All right. Yeah. So, anyway, hey, give us a call, 970-963-2976. We still got a few minutes left. Got a printer that won't print. Do you have people on Facebook who call themselves your friends who aren't very friendly? We can help you fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
It's really easy.
Delete Facebook?
Change your password to something you can't remember. It'll make them all go away. They will all go away. All those notifications all go away. And mm-hmm. just like magic. So,
all right. You're on with the geeks.
Hey, Lou, it's Mark.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm just great.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, I was going back to your iPhone conversation. I may have missed it, but I think I read, and I only know this because my youngest child needs a new phone,
uh-huh.
and I want the XS.
Okay.
And the S is a smaller version,
okay.
like has a smaller footprint.
Got it.
And I think it's the M. Is that the other one?
Is that massive? M for massive?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's the medium-sized one.
Oh, okay.
And then the X is the ginormous one.
Okay.
That I have no use for. But I thought what was interesting when I was doing a little research on see if it's worthwhile to purchase it, which is not, because it's wickedly expensive. It's like $1,000 for the F.
Yes, that's all what all the hoopla is about. You know, but, you know, my iPhone 7 Plus was $896. So, you know, ooh. I mean, it's when you factor in inflation, it's probably about the same, you know.
Yeah, but, good point.
Yeah.
But if I remember right, I was reading that you can put 2 SIM cards in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty epic.
Which I thought was really interesting, you know, double your money, of course, with
uh-huh.
2 different carriers. But if you travel a lot, it seems like it'd be a really good idea.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, because then you could probably do a international SIM card in one of the slots.
That opens up a lot of detail.
Okay.
With another SIM card.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Yeah.
And what kind of phone do you use, Mark?
I just got about a month ago the 8. I had to upgrade because mine was just being too crappy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the 8. I really love it.
Cool. Is it the big 8 or the little 8?
No, the little 8. I can't stand the large footprint stuff. It's like holding a shoe in my hand.
Man, your eyes haven't started to degrade yet. Like,
oh, yes, they have.
They haven't degraded enough.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. No, then I'll move on to the iPad 9 or whatever that thing is.
Because I find myself squinting at the 8 already, or at my 7, so 7 plus, you know. So,
good Lord.
Yeah. Well, just so our listeners know, we're talking to Mark, Captain Father Mark, the founder of GeekSpeak. And still the prodigious holder of geekspeak.com, right, Mark?
.net, yeah.
Oh, .net, okay.
And you can have your own email there for a small fee.
Okay, all right, I'll keep that in mind. So.
Yes, I know you need another email.
Well, you know, it's all a matter of, like, routing, you know, giving the right email address to the right people. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So. All right.
Well, thanks for keeping up a great show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for calling in. And so I was going to ask you, have you played around with the iPhone X at all?
No.
No? My first impression was, wow, they made it just like an Android. It doesn't have a home button. And
really?
Yeah, the home button is like kind of one of the most grounding features on the iPhone for me. It's like,
And I know if all else fails, just press that button. But
yeah, it's got
now it's gone.
Yeah, it's got a little soft button at the bottom, like some of the newer Androids.
Yeah.
I set up some email addresses on one of those the other day.
So it's still got the home button. It's just a different.
There's no clicky click to it. It's just part of the right. of the touch screen.
Yeah, exactly. It's a soft button, basically.
Yeah, so. My 8 has that. I find it really annoying because you don't never quite sure how much pressure to put on it to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care for it. But yeah.
Well, when you hear the screen starting to crack, you know you're pressing too hard. So.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great day, Mark.
Oh, and there was one more thing. There's some kind of new plan that Apple's come out with that's a warranty that allows for up to 3 screen repairs and a new, if you drop your phone, like accidental protection stuff.
Cool.
And it's like that and a new phone was like $50 a month.
Wow.
For the additional protection, which I thought was pretty epic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Given my youngest child, I would probably go that direction.
Got it. Well, you know, I'll have to segue into that. We bought a ukulele for my grandson, who's 3, and the guy at Guitar Center was very intent on selling us the extended warranty on it. And sure. I said, well, dude, you don't want to do this. It's for a 3-year-old. And he says, we don't care. And it basically covers spills, you know, anything. He said, anything that happens to the ukulele, bring it in. And I'm like, man, this is great. My grandson's got a new ukulele for the next 2 years. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah. So when you're considering your next ukulele purchase, keep that in mind.
So, I will.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you have a quick question, 963-2976.
Yep, it'll have to be quick.
Very quick. So I was looking on MacRumors.com, and it does have dual SIM options. It has a nano SIM and a eSIM for 2 phone numbers at once.
Wow.
So
that's
interesting.
It is interesting. It's.
I mean, I could almost go back to my old, because I had a Helio phone for a while, and it was Sprint and Verizon. So if Sprint was available, it used Sprint, and if that wasn't available, it would fall back to Verizon with no data at the time.
Yeah.
But that worked great because where there wasn't Sprint, there was almost always Verizon and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It worked very well throughout the valley here.
Got it. So tell me, Matt, have you ever heard of a product called a Cradle Point? Have you heard of one of those before?
Don't think so.
No? So basically what it is, speaking of multiple SIM card slots, a Cradle Point is it takes the place of your home router, your internet router.
Okay.
Or your business router, whatever. And it has what we call hardwired wide area network port, which you can plug into your broadband, high-speed broadband, Xfinity, CenturyLink, whatever. And then it has, well, depending on what model you buy, the smaller, cheaper ones have 1 SIM card slot. And you can basically, buy a SIM card and activate a cellular account, and it just does automatic failover. So if your Xfinity goes down, it just kicks it right over to cellular data. So as long as you're, so it's kind of like an on-demand jetpack. Mm-hmm. Basically,
no, very nice
idea. Yeah, so but they do have them with multiple SIM card slots.
I guess they need to figure out a way to make it so that you have warning that your other one has gone down, so you don't burn through your 40 gigabytes of.
Yeah, I think the idea is that you're using it in a mission critical condition, you know.
Right. So then situation. You don't care.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you just got to keep the. Got to keep the lights on, you know, in your business. So, yeah. Anyway, well, got 1 minute.
Yeah.
963-2976. But I'll be back in a couple weeks. Are you going to be back next week with the...
Well, that'd be the 4th.
Special guest? Or no, 4th is...
So that's somebody else.
Okay.
So we'll be back on the first week in October.
Yeah, we should take a minute to mention as well. I was talking to Gavin, the station manager, a little bit ago, and he mentioned that the big membership drive is coming up.
And yeah, it starts tomorrow.
I guess they've got a huge jump start on their goal already. And
those who are listening out there who want to become members or have a lapsed membership who want to...
Or want to renew.
Ignite that thing, turn it back on, or want to renew, can mitigate the suffering. You know, yeah. Call, re-up your membership, sign up, and the amount of, begging that will ensue will be mitigated. All right. So, yeah.
So if you'd like to renew... go ahead and call 963-0139.
Yeah.
The office number. Yep.
Talk to the lovely and talented office staff. So.
Yep. Yep. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. Louis Girardo from
Louis the Computer Guy. Yep. Yes. And Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk. So.
Well, have a great couple of weeks. We'll be back in October.
Yep. Take care.